This episode is brought to you by Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister is a queer-owned, award-winning erotic boutique in Providence, Rhode Island.
As a sex shop that actively celebrates all sexualities, Mr. Sister focuses on listening to personalized client needs.
Featuring environmentally conscious toys, toys designed with limited mobility in mind, and toys made by local independent artists, Mr. Sister is more than just a business.
They're an active member of the queer community and a place for all people.
Mr. Sister. More toys than the devil has sinners.
Welcome to RL Sex, a queer sex podcast where we're coming out as fans of every high school rom-com ever made.
This episode, two young thespians discover they might also be lesbians.
Enjoy!
Just say it.
I can't.
You can't or you won't.
Why won't you let this go?
Why won't you just admit it? Admit that you love me. Admit it. Shit. Sorry.
Just when it was getting good.
Sorry. He'll go crazy if I don't text him back.
Doesn't he know you're rehearsing?
He does know. Unfortunately, he doesn't really care.
Well, isn't that lovely? You can't just text him later?
He needs quick replies or he'll freak out.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, he thinks too much and his mind always goes to a dark place. I remember one time I fell asleep while we were texting and I woke up to 57 missed calls.
57?
57 missed calls, like 30 text messages and 11 voicemails. He thought someone broke into my apartment and murdered me.
So the thought that maybe she fell asleep never crossed his mind?
No, I'm telling you, he's neurotic. He has to know what I'm doing at all times and he has to know who I'm with at all times. Otherwise he'll have an aneurysm or something.
That sounds like a real healthy relationship.
Stop. He's cool.
Is he? I'm surprised he even let you out of his sight to rehearse this.
Well, for one, this is for school. For two, you're a girl.
So?
I'm not into girls. I mean, if you were a guy, Trey would have gone ballistic, but you're not a guy.
So what is it about Trey that keeps you coming back for more? Because all I've seen are red flags.
He's cool.
Yeah, you said that. But what's so cool about him?
This may sound weird, but it's comforting to have someone in your life that cares about you as much as he does.
Oh, he cares. He cares about being in control.
I know he comes on strong, but you don't know what he's been through. A lot of girls have fucked him over.
So he takes that out on you?
It's not that he's... I mean, he doesn't want to lose me. It's... You don't get it.
No, I don't. Why do you put up with this shit?
All right, do you want to run the scene again? Pick it up from where we left off?
Sure.
All right. Why won't you just admit it? Admit that you love me. Admit it.
I can't admit something that isn't true.
Where is this coming from? This isn't the real Ashley.
I'm the same Ashley I've always been.
The real Ashley wouldn't be ashamed of who she is.
The real Ashley could never love another woman.
The real Ashley would never say that.
Hold on.
What?
Reedy, that kiss sucked.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Ashley and Brenda have been lovers for almost 15 years. They don't give each other pecks on the lips. They kiss with passion. Especially in this scene, after everything that they've been through, this is where Brenda realizes she can't fight her feelings anymore.
Thank you, Shauna. I did read the play. I know what happens.
You sure?
Look, I'll do it for real when we perform.
Mr. Griffin told us not to wing the kiss. This whole scene depends on the chemistry between Ashley and Brenda. When they kiss, the audience needs to feel it. That's what he told us.
Again, I know, but sometimes it's more organic when you don't over-rehearse. You ever think about that?
All right, well, I can't make you do anything you don't want to do, but I think we need a stronger kiss.
And I think you should trust me when I say I'll do it for real when we perform. Sorry.
What does the wonderful Trey want now?
He wants me to come to his place as soon as we're done rehearsing. I'm cooking.
Do you even like cooking?
Not really.
Then why are you doing it?
Shauna, it's fine.
No, it's not. So he has enough time to blow up your phone, but he can't put some shit in the oven?
I said it's fine. Look, let's just get back to the scene.
Reedy.
Shauna, stop. You ready?
Sure. Same place.
Cool. Why won't you just admit it? Admit that you love me. Admit it.
I can't admit something that isn't true.
Where is this coming from? This isn't the real Ashley.
I'm the same Ashley I've always been.
The real Ashley wouldn't be ashamed of who she is.
The real Ashley could never love another woman.
The real Ashley would never say that.
All right, you really got to give me more than that.
Didn't you just say you're not going to make me do something I don't want to do?
Well, I mean, it's acting. Isn't that what you do with Trey?
Wow.
Wow what?
I should have never said anything to you.
You picked this scene. You asked me to be your partner, and now you want to half-ass it.
I'll do it for real when we perform.
That's not my process, okay? I want to get it right and make sure that we have it right. I don't want to get up there and stumble through what's supposed to be a beautiful kiss in front of our teacher and everyone else. I want it to look good.
It will.
What's the real problem, Reedy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why don't you want to kiss me like you mean it?
It's awkward.
Why?
Because I'm not gay.
But the character is gay. And again, you picked this scene.
Because these are the roles that get you noticed.
You never did tell me why you liked Trey.
Yes, I did. He's cool.
James Franco is cool, but I wouldn't date him.
Shauna, what do you want to hear?
The truth.
About what?
The real Reedy. I mean, I'm not even into guys, but he's not even that cute. From what I've seen and heard about the dude, he doesn't have a winning personality either, so if he really has nothing going for him but insecurity, why are you with him?
Maybe I see something you don't.
Or maybe I see something you don't want me to see.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I think it's funny that you're playing a woman that's comfortable with her sexuality when clearly that isn't the case in real life.
You don't think I'm comfortable with my sexuality?
You're not if you're afraid to kiss me.
I kissed you twice already.
You gave me two flimsy kisses. They don't count.
Oh my God.
Don't get mad because I'm telling the truth.
I am comfortable with myself. I don't like girls.
If you don't like girls, why does it matter if you have a kissing scene with a girl? It's just acting. People do it all the time.
I'm not the only straight girl that'd be uncomfortable with this, and you know it.
But why did you pick this scene if you weren't comfortable kissing me? Why did you ask me to do this scene if you weren't comfortable kissing me?
I told you already, these types of scenes stand out. And I think you're a good actor. You're also my friend. That's why I asked you.
Reedy, why are you with Trey?
Just let it go.
No.
Please.
No.
Shauna.
You need to deal with this.
I'm with Trey because he's a guy.
You're with him because he's a guy? That's it?
Yeah. I mean, he really liked me and he was very persistent, so I figured why not? I mean, I even told him I was abstinent so I wouldn't have to have sex with him, but look, it's just easier to have a boyfriend at this school. That's why I put up with the bullshit, okay?
Reedy, you've never fooled me. I see how you look at me. I see how playful you are with me, how you hug me a little longer than you should.
Honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. I picked this scene so I'd have a reason to kiss you, but when the time came, I don't know, I got scared.
Reedy, and I'm being completely honest here, I'm really into you, but you've got to be honest with me.
I'm not you, Shauna. I wish my sexuality was unapologetic, but it's not. I do care how I'm perceived. I mean, I want to come out eventually, but I'd be lying if I told you I knew where and when that'd happen.
Come here. Just come here. Trey's calling.
I don't care.
Listen to me. You'll never enjoy your life if you keep living it for other people.
You sound like a fortune cookie.
I'm serious. You need to break up with Trey.
I know. I will. Wait.
Look, we don't have to do this, all right? I know this is unexplored territory, and if you're only doing this because you think it's what I want...
Shauna, I want this.
You want this?
I want this.
Can I put my hand down there?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it real slow, okay?
Okay.
Just tell me to stop if it's too much.
Okay.
Is this okay?
Yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Uh-huh.
You've been listening to Season 2 of Oral Sex, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, acting, and other good things at oralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L sex with two X's. You can also follow us on Instagram at Oral Sex Podcast or on Twitter at Oral Sex X. And if you're feeling really intimate, you can find us on iTunes and leave us a review.
This story was written by Rodwin Boyd.
Thanks, Rodwin.
Special thanks to the Thespian Stella Mensa for our theme music. Additional music can be found on our website. This episode was voiced by Suzanne and Violet Zink. Who has this to say?
Wait. Oh, no, that's not really the tone of that.
Yeah.
It's more like, wait.